Ever wished you could hop into your toy box and zoom off on an adventure?
Sounds pretty fun, right?
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a children's book where that kind of happens. Magic Airplane Goes to Snowland. Ever heard of it?
Rings a bell. Isn't that the one where the toy plane comes to life?
You got it. This story follows two siblings, Ella and Max, and their toy airplane, Captain Zoom, who, well, isn't exactly an ordinary toy.
Ah, so we're diving into the wonderful world of make-believe where imagination takes flight. A classic theme in children's literature, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The story kicks off with Ella and Max playing with Captain Zoom, flying him all around the living room. But then, get this, Captain Zoom starts glowing.
Hold on, their little toy plane starts glowing? Now that's got to grab a kid's attention.
Oh, it gets even better. Captain Zoom doesn't just glow, he grows. Bigger and bigger until he's an actual airplane. Big enough for Ella and Max to climb inside.
Whoa. Talk about a surprise. It's like their playtime suddenly turned into a real-life fantasy.
And that's when the real adventure starts. Because you see, now that Captain Zoom is life-sized and, well, alive, he can talk.
Oh, wow. A talking airplane. I bet he's got some stories to tell.
He sure does. Captain Zoom tells Ella and Max he wants to take them on a trip to Snowland, a place where, as you might guess, everything is made of snow.
Sounds magical. I'm picturing sparkling snowdrifts and maybe some playful snow creatures.
You're getting the picture. Ella, being the curious one, tells Max a fun fact about snowflakes. No two snowflakes are exactly the same.
Hmm, that's actually true. Ever notice that yourself when you look closely at snowflakes?
Pretty mind-blowing, right? But the fun takes a bit of a dip when they arrive in Snowland. Seems like the snow crystal machine, the thing that makes all the snow, is broken.
Oh, no. So not only is Snowland a magical winter wonderland, but it also relies on this machine to keep it from, well, melting away, I guess.
Exactly. If they don't fix the machine, Snowland is in trouble. Good thing Ella and Max are up for the challenge.
They seem like pretty resourceful kids. What do they do first?
Well, the machine is buried under a huge pile of snow, so they start digging. It's a good thing they work as a team, because moving all that snow is no easy feat.
Teamwork makes the dream work, right? What happens once they uncover the machine?
They find that the gears inside the machine are frozen solid. Max remembers how sometimes things freeze when they get too cold.
Makes sense. But how does that help them fix a broken machine?
Well, Captain Zoom steps in with a little Snowland science lesson. He tells them that snow can actually act like a blanket, keeping things warm sometimes. But sometimes, it can make things freeze.
Huh, that is interesting. It's like how igloos can keep people warm even though they're made of snow.
Right, it all depends on how the snow is used. But back to the story, Ella and Max need to figure out how to unfreeze the gears. And you won't believe what they use.
Okay, you've got me hooked. What's their secret weapon?
Magic hot cocoa.
Magic hot cocoa. Now that sounds delicious and intriguing.
Right, it's like the special ingredient that fixes everything in Snowland. They pour the magic hot cocoa on the gears, and with a whir and a whoosh, the snow crystal machine starts working again.
Hooray, Snowland is saved. It seems like Ella and Max's adventure was not only exciting, but also a bit educational.
Definitely. They learned all about snowflakes, how snow can be both warm and cold, and, well, the magic of hot cocoa.
Although we might not have magic hot cocoa in our world, the story shows how using your imagination can be just as powerful when solving problems.
Totally. So that's our deep dive into Magic Airplane Goes to Snowland. If you could hop aboard Captain Zoom, where would you fly to?
Would you explore a jungle, climb a mountain, or maybe even visit the moon?
Think about it, and maybe even draw a picture or write a story about your own magical adventure. The possibilities are endless when you let your imagination soar.